CNN polls, Republican Senate candidates pull even with top of ticket. By Nick Gilbertson on September 4, 2024. Trump-backed Republican Senate candidates in key battleground states are closing in on their Democrat opponents, with most margins reflecting those of the presidential race in CNN/SSRS polls of likely voters. The trend among likely voters suggests that the switch from President Joe Biden to Vice President Kamala Harris as the Democrat presidential nominee will not be as beneficial to down-ballot Senate candidates as Democrats had hoped, as Harris's honeymoon phase has ended with the election 2 months away. For instance, in Pennsylvania's Senate race, Republican businessman Dave McCormick is tied with Senator Bob Casey, DPA, at 46%. Another 4% would vote for someone else, while 3% would vote for another. Similarly, the poll shows a tie at 47% between former President Donald Trump and Harris. In former Representative Mike Rogers, R-me, Senate race against Representative Elissa Slotkin, D-me, he is running just 1 point behind Trump in his race against Harris. Rogers draws 41% of the response to Slotkin's 47%, while 7% prefer another candidate, and 4% prefer neither. Harris has a 5-point edge on Trump in Michigan in this poll, leading 48% to 43%. Notably, former independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will remain on the ballot in Michigan. 4% backed him in this poll, taken both the day of and days after his Trump endorsement. However, many of those voters could head the 45th president's way in time. Related, RFK, I've made the decision to suspend campaign, support Trump. Again, in Wisconsin, the presidential and senatorial race margins are identical. Harris has a 50% to 44% lead over Trump, and Republican Senate nominee Eric Hovde takes 45% to Senator Tammy Baldwin's, DY, 51%. Trump leads Harris by 5 points in Arizona, and his momentum can be seen translating to the Senate race between Carrie Lake and Representative Ruben Gallego, Diaz, which is a statistical tie as they battle for Senator Kyrsten Sinema's, Iowa's, seat. Lake garners 44% of support, while Gallego earns 47%, putting his 3-point edge within the plus or minus 4.7% margin of error. The only race where the trend breaks is Nevada. Trump is in a statistical tie with Harris at 47% and 48%, respectively, whereas Republican Sam Brown faces a 10-point deficit to Senator Jackie Rosen, DNV, in the Senate race. Brown registers at 40%, while 50% back Rosen. Another 7% would vote for someone else, and 2% said neither. In Arizona, the survey sampled 676 likely voters. In Michigan and Nevada, 694 and 613 likely voters were polled, with a margin of error of plus or minus 4.7 percentage points. And finally, 967 likely Wisconsin voters were included in the poll, resulting in a plus or minus 4.4% margin of error.